the top five industries that we support and that we have a favorable view of. Now, when I looked at the bottom, and admittedly, out of 39 industries, only, let's see here, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Only 12 have an unfavorable view. So most of them, we have a favorable view. So textiles, automotive, shipping, transportation, book publishing, retail, grocery, hotels, healthcare, television, mining, higher education, all those, a favorable view. So what are the 12 industries that have an unfavorable view? So I already mentioned tobacco has the worst, but let me go from the bottom. So real estate, don't have a very favorable view. It's just barely unfavorable, but still it's unfavorable. And my guess on that one, it's because of real estate prices as well as large commissions. Utilities company, we don't have a favorable view of utility companies. Fashion industry, now it kind of surprises me to see we don't have a favorable view of fashion industry. Finance industry, yeah, I can see that one too. A lot of people don't trust commissions, they don't trust their financial planners, and they don't trust the banking industries and things like that. Professional sports, well, that's a surprise one. Don't have a favorable view there. Oil and gas companies, not a favorable view there. I can see that one. And then rounding out the, well, this is like the top six, but I gotta hit it. Broadcasting industry, unfavorable view. Ouch. Oh, it's not done. I'm not done with it. Pharmaceutical industry, insurance industry, then cable industry is the third most unfavorable. So we got broadcasting and cable so far in the top bottom six of the most unfavorable views. Coming in number two, worst. It's not as bad as tobacco, but it's pretty close. News media. So three of the bottom six industries that people have an unfavorable view of are broadcasting, cable, and news media. Well, hopefully you have a favorable view of some of us in that industry. Not all of us are MSNBC, CNN, and all of them. I'm just saying. Some of us are just your neighbors. And so, all right. It's Pence Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Good point. If they're going to change the law, Bobby, and allow somebody to run for two offices at the same time, why not allow them to run for four offices at the same time? That's right. They're running for U.S. Senate. But, you know, I'm going to run for state rep as well. But just to cover my bases, just in case I lose both of those races, I'm going to run for mayor of my town that I live in. And just to cover it even more, I'm going to run for a city council district. I got to win at least one of those. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We now have a brand new mobile app. You can listen to the live stream anytime, anywhere. You can also listen to this show and the other local shows on demand. We have a podcast section on there. We also have links to our sister stations, ESPN Pensacola, Cat Country 98.7, and Cat Country's Christmas playlist as well. So be sure to tune in to all that on our mobile app. You can also check out national and local news as well. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in the App Store. That's News Radio Pensacola in your App Store. Coming up here in about 6 minutes, I've got an update for you on Black Friday. How did you think Black Friday was? Did you see a lot of crowds when you were out and about? I saw a lot of traffic, but what about crowds, like in the actual stores? What are your thoughts on it? I got a couple updates for you on that coming up here in about 6 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. We had been reporting throughout the afternoon on the 12-year-old girl that was missing in Santa Rosa County. Late last hour, Bobby, the sheriff's office providing an update that Lissy Beavers has been located and is safe. So a good update on that. Monkeypox is getting a new name over concerns the term could be viewed as racist and stigmatizing. The World Health Organization announcing it will begin using MPOX following a series of consultations with experts. Both names will be used simultaneously for a year while monkeypox is phased out. And finally, still nobody in custody after the grave of legendary mobster Al Capone was defaced outside of Chicago. Police say someone spray-painted the word evil in red on the tombstone back on November 23rd. The graffiti was removed later on the same day.
That's weird. I don't know why anybody, first of all, would even, like, care. I'm like, about Al Capone? So long ago?
That's, yeah.
Like, that's like holding some serious grudges.
Yeah, it's a big grudge there.
That's a big grudge right there. Like, you're just going to go around.
And evil was the best you could come up with. I mean,
yeah, and evil. Know. That's what I was going to say next. It's like, and then the way you handle it is evil.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's okay. It seems very, I don't know. It just seems like somebody, it really is probably just somebody who just wanted to deface something, they wanted to try to create some sort of problem. And so that was just what they came up with. You know, it wasn't like,
it's like the episode of The Office where Michael sees the wet cement and ends up putting his face in it. You know, same kind of energy
just,
on that.
Exactly. Just that kind of energy. Like, it's there. I'm just going to do this. And so there's not a lot of thought put into it at all. Just, I'm going to write evil on it. And now, what is on his gravestone? What was it on?
Yeah. Yep, gravestone.
On his gravestone? Yeah. I know a couple of years ago, somebody was defacing the Abraham Lincoln gravesite. Mm-hmm. Now, that one, I could see, like, hey, now, come on. What do you think you're doing? So, but we get a lot of people defacing, obviously, the Confederacy monuments and stuff. I can kind of understand why somebody would want to do that. But why Al Capone out of all the random things out there? It's like, what did he do to you? I don't know. It just seems very strange to me. But I'm not really a big understanding person when it comes to graffiti and, for defacing property and stuff like that anyway. So, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Our roads are kind of same old right now. Really nothing out of the ordinary to slow you down. We have I-10 and I-110 moving nicely. We do have our traffic in our typical areas, including Highway 90. That's going to be the bridge going into Pace in the eastbound direction due to construction. Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving in both directions. Also on Highway 90, expect slowdowns. It's going to be in the eastbound direction at Avalon Boulevard and 98. Spotty traffic leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point in front of the Nature Preserve, as well as some slow-moving traffic from Windhaven Beach into Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, go ahead and give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. Call in with your traffic tip. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I got some Black Friday updates for you. If you'd like to text in and let me know, kind of, what did you see? Did you think the crowds were, because remember the buzz was, we're going to return to pre-pandemic levels of crowds. This is going to be like Black Friday crowds were back in the heyday. Did you see that? 850-437-1620. Text it over to us. We'll talk about it next right here on News Radio 92.3. Sugar. That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. According to a lot of ground reports, there weren't really crowds on Black Friday. There was some busyness, obviously, and in more traffic than a normal day, but not like packed out crowds. And I didn't really, I don't do Black Friday shopping, but I did have to go somewhere I just had to go to the store and go get something at the store. And it was hard to find. It wasn't hard to find parking, but it was definitely like more cars in the parking lot. But like, once I went in the store, I was like, where is everybody? Like, I thought it was going to be a madhouse, and it was definitely not.
Well, my phone broke on Thursday night. So on Friday, I had to go get a new phone. And I was leaving my house and I was like, this is the universe cursing me. I have to go get a new phone on Black Friday. It's going to be total torture. And it was totally fine. Like, it seemed like a busy Saturday during Christmas time, but it didn't seem like Black Friday craziness. No one was trying to get me.
That's what I found too. Is it's like it was a busy weekend for shopping, but not like it wasn't Black Friday busy. It was just like regular. It's Christmas season. Everybody's out now. Traffic's bad, you know, like that kind of a thing. Nationwide, that seems like what the reports were. There were not very many crowds pretty much anywhere. In fact, some of the small towns are complaining that it's almost like a ghost town in some of the smaller towns. They really didn't have any traffic. However, online sales hit a record $9 billion of online sales. Another record. This is 3 years in a row where we've seen an increase in online sales on Black Friday. So $9.12 billion, that was up 2.3% compared to last year. Wow, that's a lot. And what I've seen is we actually have had even bigger discounts in sales on Cyber Monday than Black Friday, yet a lot of people already spent their stuff on Black Friday. It'll be interesting to see how that affects today on Cyber Monday. It's Spence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi, News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's time to get in the holiday spirit, and what better way than a Christmas parade? Coming up this Saturday, the Navarre Christmas Parade will start at 1 o'clock at the Navarre Library, and we'll roll south along Presidio. Also on Saturday is the first annual Gulf Breeze Jolly Holiday Parade at 4 o'clock. The parade's going to start at Gulf Breeze High School, and I guess they'll go on it heads on down towards the Parks and Recreation Community Center. Then there's the Milton Very Merry Pirate Christmas Parade at 6 o'clock. The Lighted Boat Parade will set sail at 6:30 from Sabine Marina, make its way around Santa Rosa Sound to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, where it'll dock around 7:30. So that's this coming Saturday. The next Saturday, on the 10th, Surfing Santa Pensacola Beach Parade starts at 2 p.m. And then the 2022 Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade will roll at downtown 5:30 in downtown Pensacola. So we are in parade season now, Christmas parade season. Coming up here in about 7 minutes, we're going to have your top stories on foxnews.com. We'll get another quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom as well. Before we get to your sports hit, Russia has postponed nuclear arms control negotiations with the United States. Stock market today dropped 300 points. Oil slid as well. Amid the COVID-19 protests in China, they've got this zero COVID policy, which cracks me up. They've been fighting a zero COVID policy for 3 years, and they still have COVID. Mauna Loa, that's the volcano in Hawaii, it has erupted after remaining dormant for 38 years, or was it 36 years? And now it was not whenever I hear about volcanoes erupted, I'm thinking like the explosions you see like in the movies. And it's happened a few times where it just blows its top. It's not like that. It's just the lava is erupting. It's bubbling over. No longer just sitting there bubbling at the base. It is actually spilling out a little bit. And there has been some explosions with it, but it's nothing huge. They're not even evacuating the towns yet. They have some shelters for people. Looking at the photos, it's like a bright red sky now and a lot of smoke. And so that's why they have the shelters to deal with the smoke. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Hey, if you've been thinking about selling your house, it can be stressful in such a changing market. And we know that the interest rates are supposed to rise again. They're not supposed to rise as much as what they did before, but they're expecting at least another, maybe even two more increases. And so with the market changing this much, you know, it's difficult to sell your house. So call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody in Pensacola. So she's got a lot of experience on making sure she can get your house sold. Her and her team succeed because they make sure you succeed. She has the tips and the tricks of the trade in order to get your house sold. So much so that she's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway and you pay her nothing. She'll even put it in writing. The reason why she can make that guarantee is because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand. Right now, she has about 100 approved buyers looking and ready to buy. And for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash and she can close in 7 days. So if you got a house, Christina may have the buyer for you. Give her a call, 850-723-9158. It's 850-723-9158. This is Christina Leavenworth, Rinky Realty.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Here's your sports hit. The NFL is on ESPN, of course, for Monday Night Football tonight. And with that, it is the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Kind of a blah Monday Night Football game. Surprised they didn't try to flex this one out of there, because the Steelers are 3-7. The Colts are 4-6-1. It's just kind of a blah game, but yeah, Monday Night Football still. At least we have some football. Let's see here. The World Cup update here for you. Cameroon and Serbia had a draw at 3-3. Ghana upset South Korea 3-2. Brazil beat Switzerland 1-0. And Portugal beat Uruguay 2-0. Tomorrow will be the next time the United States plays, and we are playing Iran. That will be at 1:00 on Fox, by the way. NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight. 6:00, the Atlanta Hawks take on the Philadelphia 76ers, followed by, well, I guess that one's it. Tampa Bay Lightning are playing Buffalo at 6:00 on ESPN+. And Florida Panthers are playing Edmonton around 8:30 on ESPN+. NCAA men's basketball. ESPN2 has University of Minnesota taking on Vermont at 6:00 tonight. And then when that game is over, Pitt will play Northeastern University. In sports news, the Astros reportedly are signing former White Sox MVP first baseman Jose Abreu, heading over to the Astros. Michigan quarterback Cade McNamara has entered the transfer portal. And according to sources, Auburn has gone ahead and hired the next head coach already. Hugh Freeze, the head coach for Liberty, is taking the Auburn job. Deion Sanders confirms that he was offered the Colorado job. Not saying whether or not he's accepting it or not yet, but he's the head coach for Jackson State over in Mississippi, the D2 school, and he's done a tremendous job with them in just his 2 years of coaching. So he's been offered the Colorado job. In college basketball, Houston has reached number one in the AP Men's Top 25 for the first time since 1983, and Tiger Woods going to step out of the Hero World Challenge because he has foot pain. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf, then we'll get your CBS Sports Minute right here on News Radio 92.3.
I-10 and I-110, not seeing any major delays. Expect some slowdowns. This is going to be on I-10 eastbound at the Avalon Boulevard exit. Just some congestion, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90 is still slow moving. Other than that, our roads are looking really good on Davis Highway. We're moving nicely in both the north and southbound lanes, as well as East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley, as well as 12th Avenue, north and southbound lanes, checking in clear, and 9th Avenue. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call with your traffic tip at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, we're going to do the CBS Sports Minute. When we come back here, I have an update for you. You know, if you listen to me, you know that there's one area I'm very conservative. It's fiscally when it comes to our federal government. And so I've got a fiscally liberal story. I don't know what you call it, but it's an outrageous story pertaining to our GDP. Next, or right after our CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Funny how NFL history repeats itself. 15 years ago, Aaron Rodgers filled in later in the season for an injured Brett Favre and subtly convinced the Packers to move on at quarterback. Last night, Rodgers got hurt against the Eagles and Jordan Love came in and looked very promising for Green Bay. The Packers are financially tied to Rodgers, but they're a franchise that thinks long-term at quarterback. And last night, Love gave them something to think about for the long-term. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Vegas Insider John Anthony. Monday Night Report against the spread. Last 3 weeks documented 5-1. That's 83% winners. I'm Brett Hott. I love tonight's matchup, and it sure is free on a recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Pittsburgh Indy plus the total. Free recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. John Anthony, number one against the spread. I'll prove it. Pittsburgh Indy plus the total.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So the national debt to GDP ratio. All right, so, you know, one of my big complaints all the time is the way we measure national debt, GDP, is we look at GDP like, hey, as long as the gross domestic product is going up, we're selling more goods, then our economy's doing good. And I'm like, no, because we might be selling more goods because we're buying it on credit, which is what we're seeing right now. GDP is going up a little bit, but we're also seeing a record number of credit card applications. That's not good. And so you take GDP. So already GDP is a little bit flawed anyway, because it's not taking into account the debt that helps GDP go. But then you've got the national debt, where we're already talking about how within the next couple of years, within this year, the interest payments that we make, the payments that we make on interest are going to be more than what we spend on our military. I mean, that's outrageous. It's outrageous. And now this this word coming from, what is this group? The Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. So the Congressional Budget Office released in May that the national debt will be 110% of our GDP by 2032 because interest rates are rising, GDP is slowing down. So they say in 10 years, our national debt will be 110% more than what our GDP is. Well, the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget says no. It's going to be 116% by 2032, but it might be even as high as 138%. And the reason, of course, more government spending from our legislature and executive actions. Executive actions, for example, being the student loan debt forgiveness program. Now they're estimating from a different group, they're estimating it could cost $40 billion if the Supreme Court upholds it and says, yeah, you can go forward with the student debt relief program. It'll end up costing us $40 billion, which goes right back to our debt, which ends up messing up with that ratio. So, that's not a good thing right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, and then we've got your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Bobby's Brain Teaser is coming up as well, so stick around for all that next right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got Bobby's Brain Teasers here for you in about 6 minutes. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, the suspect who admitted to killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket earlier this year will be sentenced in February after pleading guilty to state charges, including domestic terrorism motivated by hate. That charge will put him behind bars for life, as there's no death penalty in New York. Capital punishment could still be on the table in the federal hate crimes case. In Idaho, University of Idaho students returning from Thanksgiving break despite no arrests in the gruesome murders there. Four students died after being stabbed in an off-campus home on the 13th. University's president says that since some students would rather not return to campus until a suspect is in custody, they are preparing remote learning options for the rest of the semester. And finally, Disney's film Strange World, debuting far behind expectations, estimated to lose $100 million in the theatrical run. Disney expected the film to earn $40 million over the Thanksgiving holiday. It brought in less than $19
million. Yes, we talked about that a little bit last hour. I'll talk about it more again next hour. But yeah, it's another big box office flop for Disney. It's like three in a row now that has happened. So. We'll talk about that more next hour here. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So top stories on foxnews.com. Our national news partner, Democrats are racing to finalize a massive deal before Republicans break the party's grip on power. So this is a big spending bill. So they did have a short-term spending deal, but you know what? There's a problem is they're trying to get something going that's going to be a longer term spending bill. That the Democrats want a budget deal that will keep the government funded from December 16th until the fall of 2023. And so this would allow the Biden administration to fund, like, if they can get it passed, it'll give him the funds that he needs in order to, you know, I guess fulfill the things that he's been wanting to do, right? Some of his pet projects and stuff like that. So that's what they're trying to do right there. So that's the top story on foxnews.com. A couple other stories here. Warning from the U.S. Embassy hints at the communist country's next move. And it's like, wait, what? Yeah, apparently... A statement said U.S. citizens should have a 14-day supply of medications and other vital things. This comes as continues to have the COVID-19 prevention restrictions, but they're concerned that there will be a lack of proper medicines and stuff that they need. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 checking in clear throughout Pensacola, as well as 29. Really nothing to slow you down on Cervantes, Mobile Highway, and Scenic Highway, but we are seeing slow traffic on Highway 90 if you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Bridge due to construction. Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, really nothing to slow you down. You will see some little bit of afternoon traffic still on Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in clear. See something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So a couple other stories on foxnews.com, and then we'll get into Bobby's brain teases here for you. According to the Attorney General, Dr. Anthony Fauci couldn't recall critical COVID decisions during a deposition. Fauci asked the court reporter in his deposition to wear a mask after she sneezed. She sneezed and he's like, put a mask on! Okay. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry says the public is going to be shocked when it learns how little Dr. Anthony Fauci could recall during last week's deposition about some of the most important actions and discussions when he was chief medical advisor to President Trump and Biden. What? Yeah. He says it is certainly disturbing and calls into question, you know, his overall mental capability to remember certain key details. Well, I think the question would come about is, does he not remember them, or does he just not want to? Like, does he not want to recall them on purpose? That might be the question. Although the reality of it is for those of us who follow Dr. Anthony Fauci throughout this whole COVID lockdown stuff, knows that he was back and forth on positions a lot. And the one I would always refer to more was Dr. Birx. She seemed to be consistent with her messaging always. Dr. Anthony Fauci, depending on who he was interviewing, who he was talking to, who he was in front of, his message would change. So there's that. And then Elon Musk is making a decision on internal Twitter documents. And apparently he's teasing out that he's going to release internal documents that showed how Twitter purposely was trying to suppress things like Hunter Biden's story. And others are saying, yeah, you should do it. The public deserves to know. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Bobby, the reason why he can't remember anything is because he lied. Okay. And there might be that option too. I left that part out. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Earwax production can increase with stress or fear. That's right. That seems kind of weird. I don't know. I didn't know our bodies reacted that way. Like, I'm stressed out, and all of a sudden produce more earwax. You go to a haunted house or a haunted farm or something for Halloween. All of a sudden, the next day, you got more earwax. That's weird. Let's see here. In the country Brunei, I think Brunei, B-R-U-N-E-I, the weekend is Friday and Sunday. Yes, people get the day off, but then they go to work on Saturday, then they get another day off. Well, that's different. And then a mountain called Mount St. Elias is the second tallest mountain in both the U.S. and Canada. It's on the border between Alaska and Yukon, Canada. And the Axis powers in World War II were also known as Roberto, based on the first few letters of each of their capitals, Rome, Berlin, and Tokyo. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got a update for you on this Twitter battle going on with Elon Musk, as well as Cyber Monday stats. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3.